Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a closer look at a kind of hidden chaos in critical care. I mean, think about it. You're in a high-stakes situation, a trauma bay, an ICU. Seconds really, really matter. And the last thing you want is for the response to get bogged down by someone trying to find the right on-call doctor.
And that's exactly what happens, that moment of hesitation, you know. The nurse is flipping through a binder or scrolling through an old email chain, trying to figure out who's covering neurosurgery. That's a huge, huge vulnerability in the system.
So today, that's what we're diving into. There's this specialized solution designed to just completely get rid of that failure point. It's called Essential Board.
Right, and it's part of a bigger ecosystem called HLEAF.care. It's a digital duty roster, but it's really more than that. It's a clinical information system.
And our mission for this deep dive is to unpack how it works, because the numbers they claim are pretty staggering. They say it removes human error and saves just a massive amount of clinical time.
The sources are citing over 500 hospitals, more than 30,000 health professionals using it.
And this is the one that got me. They claim it saved over 240,000 clinical hours.
Yeah, and when you hear a number like that, it's easy to just dismiss it, right? As, you know, marketing fluff. But it kind of forces you to ask, what inefficiency is so huge that you could save that much time?
Exactly. So we're going to look at its design, which is key. It was apparently developed in an emergency room, not a boardroom. We'll look at the features and also their business model for scaling it up.
It's a fascinating story.
Okay, let's get into it. We have to start with that chaos you mentioned. What is the actual problem we're trying to solve here?
It's the manual upkeep. It's the Excel spreadsheets, the paper lists tacked to a wall, the email blasts that go out every morning.
Right. And the second someone calls in sick at 3 a.m., every single one of those is instantly wrong.
Instantly wrong. They're completely error-prone, they're analog, and they have zero real-time context. That's the fatal flaw.
So that manual system, it creates a domino effect of delays.
It really does. I mean, think about a simple task. A clinician needs the on-call surgeon to call the main hospital switchboard.
Right.
The operator there looks at a printout. Maybe that printout is an hour old. They page someone. But maybe that person is already scrubbed in for surgery, and the list doesn't show that.
So now you've wasted, what, 3, 4 minutes, and you've tied up three different people just to find out your information is bad.
Exactly. And if you multiply that 4-minute delay across hundreds of shifts, thousands of consults a year, well, suddenly that 240,000-hour number starts to sound pretty plausible.
It really
And
does.
that's the core shift in thinking here. A normal scheduling tool isn't enough for this job. Scheduling tools are for payroll, for planning next month.
They're for administrator.
Yes. Essential Board is purpose-built as a dedicated clinical information screen. It's designed to be on a wall in the ER, in the ICU, to answer one question and one question only.
Which is,
Who's on duty right now?
so if I'm an IT director hearing this, my first thought is, great, another complex piece of software to integrate. Is this just another tab in our massive electronic health record system? Because those are often too clunky for these fast-paced moments.
No, and that's the beauty of its design philosophy.
Yeah.
It is explicitly not some generic office software they just adapted for healthcare.
It's not industry neutral.
Not at all. It was literally designed to replace the whiteboard in the ER. It's built for what the clinicians on the ground actually need to see, which is just who's on call and what's their number. It's built for a quick glance, not a deep dive.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. Let's actually, step into that ER. We're looking up at this wall-mounted screen. What am I actually seeing? How does it solve the problem?
The display is all about instant readability. First thing is the time frame. It always shows yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Oh, that's smart. So you can see who was on last night if there's a question about a patient or who's coming on next.
Exactly. It gives you that immediate context.
So what are the actual data points you see on the screen?
It's very simple. You'll see the service name, like surgery on-call doctor, day shift. Right next to that is the service phone number, which usually stays the same for that role.
Right, it's the role's phone, not the person's.
Exactly. And then, most importantly, the first and last name of the person who is actually in that role right now.
Okay, but what about the messy reality of a hospital? Shifts go unfilled. Someone has to leave in an emergency. How does it handle those gaps? Because finding out a service is uncovered after you need it is the real nightmare scenario.
And that's where the visual alerts are just. They're critical for safety. If a shift is unfilled, what the source calls an unbeset service, it's immediately highlighted.
So it's not something you have to read closely to find.
No, you can't miss it. Your eye is drawn to this, you know, glaring, color-coded warning that a critical role is empty. This lets the charge nurse or the team lead react before a crisis, not during one.
And staffing is so complex now. You've got your regular employees, agency staff, temp doctors, specialists on call from home. Can it handle all of that?
It has to, and it does. It doesn't matter if it's an employed physician or someone from a temp agency. To the system, they are the person responsible for that service, and their name is on the board. The data is the single source of truth.
You mentioned a feature for disaster management, something about PDF backups. That seems a little, old-fashioned for a real-time cloud system. Why a PDF?
It's a great question. And it's because you have to plan for total failure.
Like the network goes down.
The network goes down, a power outage, anything. The system can be set up to automatically email a PDF copy of the day's roster to key people. It's a simple, low-tech, but super reliable backup. It means that in the absolute worst-case scenario, you still have a time-stamped, accurate snapshot of who was supposed to be on duty.
That's just smart planning, acknowledging the reality of the world.
It is.
So let's flip to the admin side. The front-end display sounds incredibly simple, but the back-end must need a ton of flexibility to match how different hospitals work. What about customizing that display?
Oh, that flexibility is core to it. They know a huge trauma center is different from a small community hospital. Admins can totally rearrange the columns. Maybe they want today front and center, or maybe they prioritize tomorrow for planning.
Mm-hmm.
They can also use background colors to group shifts. So all the surgical services are blue, all the medical services are green. It makes the list much easier to scan visually.
The sources also mentioned this really interesting option to completely swap how the display work.
Yeah, that's a detail that really shows it was designed by clinicians. Mm-hmm. The default view lists the service first, then the person, but you can flip it.
So you'd see the person's name first.
Exactly. You could select a specific doctor's name in column one, and then the other columns would show all the different services that one person is covering for yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
I see. So if you need to find a specific consultant who covers multiple things, you can see their whole workload at a glance.
In seconds. Yeah.
And what about the small details? Like, do you show Dr. Jane Smith or just Jane Smith?
That's another customization.
Yeah.
Admins can turn academic degrees and first names on or off. It seems minor, but it lets the hospital tailor the display to their own internal culture or even just to save space on the screen. It's that level of detail that makes it feel like a specialized tool, not a generic one.
Okay, so a central board is the screen on the wall. It's the visibility layer. But all of this complex scheduling and staff management needs a much bigger engine running behind the scenes. Where does that happen?
That happens in the larger hlvif.care platform. Mm. And most of the interaction for the staff happens through the hlvif.care team app. The board is the result. The app is how you manage the chaos.
Let's talk about staff for a second. We all know burnout is a huge issue. Recruitment, retention, it's a constant battle. How does this app help with that?
It directly addresses the demand for more flexible work. It has a feature for what they call Wunschdienstzeiten, basically desired shift times.
So it lets people have more control.
A lot more control. It's designed to help managers build individualized schedules that still meet the hospital's needs. It's a move away from that rigid, old-school shift work.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, that's a massive tool for retention, especially with younger generations of clinicians.
That could make a huge difference. But you still have to deal with the inevitable crisis, right? The 6 a.m. text message, I'm sick, can't come in. How does the platform handle that?
That's where the digital assistants come in. A short-term sick report can be processed digitally in less than 3 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. The system logs the absence, immediately identifies the gap, and then helps managers fill it by organizing their flex pools, their Springer pools, and even student pools. It tells them who is qualified and available. It saves hours of frantic phone calls.
And interoperability is always the big question in hospital IT. Does this thing require you to rip out everything you're already using for payroll and HR?
No, and that's one of its smartest features. It's designed to work with existing systems. It can be a powerful layer on top of older, clunkier enterprise software. It's fully interoperable with or without fancy direct interfaces.
Okay, and what about communication? Staff need to be reachable, but nobody wants to give out their personal cell number to be on some master list.
They've addressed that directly.
Mm-hmm.
The app has its own secure team chat and push notification system.
So the hospital can send an urgent message, but it goes through the app, not to your private number.
Exactly. It keeps that professional boundary clear, which is so important, while still making sure critical messages get through.
Before we talk about the business model, I saw a note in the sources about regional models. Why is that a big deal, especially for, say, rural healthcare?
It's a very big deal, because in a lot of rural areas, you don't have a specialist for every single hospital. A cardiologist might cover a whole region.
Right, a network of smaller clinics.
This system lets you aggregate all those services onto a single screen, so a doctor in a small remote clinic can look up and see who the on-call cardiologist is for the entire 10-mile radius.
Mm-hmm.
It helps coordinate those scarce critical resources so much more efficiently.
And for the hospital IT team that's already stretched thin, what's the actual lift to get this thing up and running?
That's a huge selling point. It is 100% cloud-based.
So no local servers, no big complex installation project.
None. All you need is an internet connection and the screens. It makes deployment incredibly fast and really lowers that barrier to entry.
Okay, we have to talk about the business strategy then, because this sounds like really important mission-critical software. But the pricing, it's incredibly accessible. Our sources say the full system starts from just 15 euros per user per year.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds almost too good to be true. Where's the catch?
The low price is the strategy. They're not playing the game of high-cost, long-term vendor lock-in. They are going for massive, rapid scale.
So they want to get everywhere, fast.
Exactly. The price is low because their goal isn't huge profit on each license. It's about creating a network effect, about becoming the absolute indispensable standard for this kind of clinical information.
Which brings us to their go-to-market strategy, this founding hospital program. And this isn't just a free trial, is it?
No, it's a true strategic partnership. The goal is super specific. They want to adapt their board to the unique clinical workflows of each country. And to do that, they need a national reference project. They're essentially co-developing the country-specific version with a leading hospital.
So that's why the offer is so generous. They pick one hospital per country, starting in Germany and Switzerland, and give them full free access for a whole year.
For 12 months. And that includes everything. Setup, configuration, and critically direct access to their product team. The hospital gets a free, cutting-edge system they can help shape. The company gets an incredible, trusted reference site to build on in that new market.
And they're selective about their partners, too. They're looking for hospitals that have a central ER, that already work across disciplines, and that genuinely want to get rid of their old manual lists.
They want partners who are already bought into the mission. It's smart. They're basically saying, we refuse to sell our software in a country until we deeply understand its clinical reality.
And then after the year is up?
It's an easy transition. The hospital can just continue with a standard license, or they can walk away. There's almost no risk for the hospital, but a massive gain in feedback and market intelligence for the company.
It all comes back to that core idea, doesn't it? That this wasn't dreamed up in a meeting room by people trying to find a market gap. It was built by clinicians who lived the problem.
That's why it's so different. It prioritizes instant visibility over long-term planning compliance.
And when you look at that big number, again, the 240,000 plus saved hours, you see what that really means. It's less administrative burden for staff, lower costs for the hospital, and most importantly, more time to actually spend with patients.
That combination of the real-time info on a central board with the powerful management tools in the app, that's what makes it possible.
So the critical insight here really is this shift, moving from systems that are all about planning and compliance to systems that are about visibility and speed right in the moment of need.
It's the difference between knowing someone was scheduled to work and knowing for sure who you need to call right now.
Which leaves a pretty interesting final thought for you, our listener, to chew on.
Yeah. If software designed by administrators focuses on making sure schedules are compliant with rules 6 months from now, and software designed by clinicians focuses on saving critical seconds, what other core hospital workflows are just waiting for a solution that's designed only by the people on the front lines, completely rejecting that one-size-fits-all adapted office software approach?